The following program is presented by Kevin Shorey Ministries, whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission by spreading the word that Jesus is the answer for this world today. Live from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time once again for another edition of AM Kevin, starring evangelist, composer, and gospel artist Kevin Shorey and the entire AM Kevin Club gang. And now, reaching coast to coast and around the world with the message that Jesus is the answer for this world today, is your host, Kevin Shorey.
Well, isn't it a great day to serve the Lord? I am so glad that you got a glimpse of Doug Mathis is here for the very first time here on the AM Kevin Club, and I've heard him singing, and I hope it's not the last time. He is amazing. DougMathisMusic.com, and as you saw, actually, you saw at the at his picture at the beginning, it said 7 number one singles. He is now at 8. He has 8 number one on the positive country charts. And ladies and gentlemen, to start it off, a song he wrote on this very CD that you can get at DougMathisMusic.com. Here is Doug Mathis. Put your hands together.
I've been the preacher, and I've been the sinner, and I've been the one who couldn't find his way. I've been a doubter, and I've been a winner, and I've had days when I didn't want to pray. There's a promise I cling to, there's a word for sure, and my heart is believing for the day when he calls my name. I'll know that I've been changed, 'cause I've seen the great Redeemer. He is life forevermore when he calls my name. I've been abandoned, and I've been surrounded, and I've had the Spirit flow through these bones. I've seen glory, and I've been dumbfounded. I've had days when my heart felt all alone. There's a king that's coming, he's riding on the wind, and my soul is longing for that day when he calls my name. I'll know that I've seen the great Redeemer. He is life forevermore.
on, somebody. I know that's good. Somebody's saying, come on, preach it. Love your voice. Great song. That's out in Indiana, Miss Laura. And that is, you are awesome. CDX Records.
Yeah, man.
On the CDX Records, positive country music singer and songwriter, Doug Mathis. And that song and many more. And that's just the first song. There's more. Come on. Y'all will want to hear that for sure. Well, let's do what we do every day. Let's start off with a word of prayer. We definitely need prayer. Our nation, our churches. I mean, there's just so much need right now. I just saw distressing. I mean, just as I shouldn't have watched the news before I got over here, but I just clicked on the news and there is like so many people that are coming over the border and such a deal. And this is not political, but they're on the terrorist watch list that have infiltrated into America, and we don't know where they are. And that can be scary, but God is able, and God is the Lord of this nation. I don't know that we're a Christian nation anymore, but we can be again. It's for God's people to rise up. And so, God, we lift up our nation before you. We pray it will be one nation under God, that it will be with liberty and justice and true freedom, God, that this nation will be what you have called it to be, what you established it to be from the very beginning. So we lift up our president. We lift up our vice president and all of our leaders before you, God, and just ask that you'll speak to them and they'll listen. And we will, as your people, discern good from evil in this day where evil is spoken as good and good is spoken of as evil. I pray that there will be not just a camp meeting revival-like set of meetings or concerts, but a real Holy Spirit revival that will move through this nation. That we will, as your people, this is the word you've given me for this year, we'll be a people of influence. That whether it's the arts or politics or whatever it is, that we will be an influence in every aspect. It's the only way that this nation will change if we will be an influence for you by the Spirit of the Lord. And I pray people that are sick in body and need their family needs restoration, God, you'll provide that. We can proclaim healing this year and every day for our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, because by your stripes we are healed. By the same power that raised you from the dead, it will quicken and heal our mortal bodies. By the name that's above every name, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. And by the authority we have in the word that says you sent your word and healed our disease, we claim it right now. We proclaim that every business and job and ministry will move forward in 2024. Every day we proclaim that every transaction will be successful, every goal will be met, every God-given dream will be accomplished, and we speak as part of the FBI, favor, blessing, and increase will follow us into every endeavor we partake in. Help us, God, and most of all, in this day where there is wishy-washy half-truths and fake news, God, let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. And we thank you, God, even though the news may look depressing, the good news is you're alive and well. In Jesus' name, we thank you for these things. Amen and amen and amen. 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 And yes, Phyllis, things are a little depressing, but Laura, you said plead the blood. That's right. When we plead the blood, we know that God will provide. Ellen's watching out in Montana. We got Texas and Montana and Idaho. And Doug, we try to make a cross every day. So we go from California over to New York, down to Florida. Louisiana's in the house. Indiana, Montana. That's about as far north as you can get before you get to Canada. So we make a cross with the United States.
Kind of a crooked cross, but it's a cross.
It's a little crooked, but it's, yeah. Daddy it's wants it's a, you are the first one to ever say that, but that is so true. He is not only talented, he is pretty smart, folks. Matter of fact, that, and before I do my other spiel here, When He Calls My Name, I don't think I said, was your first, you said, number one hit?
Number one song to radio, yeah.
First number one song on radio.
Yeah.
And the one you're about to do is a good classic tune. It's not on this one, but I'm sure you've got plenty of music and available at Doug Mathis. It's just with one T, in case, I don't know. I don't know if there's one with two T's, but just in case.
M-A-T-H-I-S.
That's
it. DougMathisMusic.com.
All right. And he's going to come back saying, yeah, there's my uncle down in Florida. There's another part of the Crooked Cross. It goes mm-hmm. in from.
See, if it was Texas, it'd be kind of more up straight and down.
Yes. Well, there is a Texas. There's St. Jude. You're watching in Mission, Texas. They're right at the border. If anybody knows what's happening at the border, they do. Sherry and Nancy and Isaiah out in Idaho. There's another.
Florida's kind of a brace.
It's the brace.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And Arizona. And Phyllis is watching Arizona. And I don't know why I'm blabbering on. Because today is worth getting up again. It's a holiday. You know, we like getting up for Christmas. And we get up for Thanksgiving. I love, it's one of my favorite holidays. Anything with food. Hmm. Which they all end up being. Easter and all those good things. This is another day to get up. May the 22nd of 2024 is a holiday, and it is a good one. And I'm going to tell you why. You can celebrate this one even if you're not a musician. Let me show you what I mean, but let's play the intro first.
Every day is a holiday, celebrating some person, place, or thing. And here at AM Kevin, we'd love to acknowledge each and every one. Here's Kevin with today's special day.
Yes, it is a special day. It's also a birthday today. I was looking. She's been kind of my Facebook friend, and we have talked once in a while. But when I was a teenager, the group Farrell and Farrell were one of my favorites. You're probably not old enough to know about Farrell and Farrell, Doug. I don't know how old a man you are, but I'm always older in the house, except for Ruth. But I'm kidding, Ruthie. I'm sure you're. I don't even know how old you are, but
it's just a number.
It's just a number. But Jane Farrell of Farrell and Farrell, it's her birthday today. And so in case she's watching today, I just wanted to shout out happy birthday to you. And I have a birthday thing. I forgot I have an actual birthday video. Let's do a special tribute to Jane Farrell. If y'all remember Farrell and Farrell, it was so good. It was the first time I'd ever heard the phrase get right or get left. Right? You get that? Get right or get okay.
Left behind.
Right. Exactly. Mm. Correct. But I can't find the birthday video. I know I have one. And, that's an ugly picture of me. Okay. We don't want that. I have a birthday. Oh, and I'm taking too much time. Come on. Happy birthday video. There it is. This is for Jane Farrell.
Well, today is your special day, and everyone at AM Kevin and Kevin Shorey Ministries want to wish you a very happy birthday and many more.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Jane Farrell. Okay, not that she's watching, but you never know. She's just watched before, and she was really sweet and kind to not only accept my Facebook request, but talk to me and all. That was pretty cool. Anyway, today is a holiday. It is a very special one. It's Buy a Musical Instrument Day. I know all the musicians love that. It's an excuse to get another instrument. Nobody knows who really incorporated this or started this. I'm sure it was some sort of musical instrument a company, but they're incognito. So, but on this day, I wanted to include everybody. We've had him on the program. As a matter of fact, he wrote a song that I sing. It's on my Valley Walker CD. Jimmy Jack Whitaker. And Jimmy Jack Whitaker has the Jimmy Jack Foundation, where you donate and he provides musical instruments for kids who can't afford an instrument, nice. From trumpets to guitars to violins, or if you're playing it right, a fiddle. And so he supplies instruments. So I want you to go, if you can today, on Buy a Musical Instrument Day and buy one for a kid, or at least donate something. So the music programs in schools are almost obsolete now even, which is really sad to me. It really piqued my interest in music, other than church, but anyway, Jimmy Jack Foundation, just like it sounds, go there and help donate today on Buy a Musical Day today. And also, it's time to take our medicine. Are you ready to take your medicine? Go ahead.
Here's Kevin with today's jokes.
Doug has already promised to do a charity laugh in case it's not funny, but I told him he doesn't have to, and I know y'all don't. I've had thumbs down on some of my jokes, so
harsh.
Not really, but hey, Pastor Rick is out there in Arkansas, and Mel out in Virginia. It's we'll see who can put in the laughter emoji first. All right, here's a story. Here we go. Here's a story. No, the two house painters lived and worked together in a tiny little town. Business was difficult. As jobs were scarce, paint was expensive. Then one of the painters came up with an idea how to decrease costs and increase business. They could water down all their paint. This would give them more paint for their money. It would make it easier to spread the paint, and it would decrease the expected life of a job. So business naturally would increase over time. Well, the painter convinced his partner to go along with the idea. Soon they were thinning out paint and spreading it on houses. Business increased and profits rolled in. Several times the second painter approached the first painter with misgivings. I can't do this anymore. It's wrong. It's cheating the customer. I feel guilty. Each time the first painter reminded him of all the money that they were making and convinced him to keep on watering down the paint. As his guilt feelings mounted, the second painter started to have bad dreams. Night after night, they got worse and worse, until one night, in the middle of the worst nightmare of all, the light on his ceiling flashed on. He woke up with a bolt and sat straight up in bed, and he heard in a deep, booming voice thundering from above, "Repaint, you thinner, repaint." Thank you. Thank you. Repaint you thinner. Lady, would you like? I give up. Did I get any laughter emojis, though? Yes, Laura. Thank you, Laura. Laura, who supplies my tea. Thank you so much. She supplies all my teas. Philippians 4:19, he supplies all my needs. She supplies all my teas. Okay. I think that was a little funnier than the actual story. Repaint.
You thinner.
Thin no more. Thin no more.
Yeah. That left us in the 80s, didn't it?
That was another joke. Yes.
Being thin, didn't it leave us in the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, I love bringing it back up, you know. I don't know. Kind of like the devil brings up our past. Let's not do that. Okay, he's going to sing. Before he does, I want to invite you to please take time and pray about becoming a partner if you're not a partner. Speaking of the tea is inside here, but this is the AM Kevin official AM Kevin Club mug. And if you'd like to become a partner, it's just, it's hot, $11 a month, because 11 rhymes with Kevin. Actually, it's more deeper than that, but that'll work. $11 a month, and we'll send you the partner's AM Kevin Club mug, where you can join your favorite beverage, join in with your favorite beverage as we drink together. I need that. I'm just trying to suck out all the caffeine I can. We're off coffee for 3 days to detox, and I'm glad we decided 3 days was good, because tomorrow it's going to be coffee. $11 a month, and our newsletter. Matter of fact, all of our partners, family of friends, and AM Kevin Club members, you're going to be getting a newsletter this weekend by email. And if you don't have email and we're doing the snail mail, you'll get it, you know, past this weekend, but you'll get it as soon as the post office delivers it. And Laura says she's sending off another box of tea and coffee on Friday. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate that. Also, we're celebrating 41 years of ministry. In these 41 years, we've seen thousands and thousands of people saved, healed, delivered, filled with the Holy Spirit. So many great things have happened around the world as God has led us in open doors. Some doors are open even now around the world that we can't go through because of finances. Social media, we could do this pretty much for free. Our television stations, we only find free ones. So that's cool. And we go on the road, and I try to tell people to donate when we're in church. But when we're in crusades, we have to come up with the finances, and we have some open doors. There's a big one coming up in the Bahamas that we're going to be. And I know it sounds like we're going on vacation, but no, we're going to go work and really lead people to Jesus. There is a depressed area there in the Bahamas where they're not only hit by hurricanes, but one year a hurricane wiped out and killed so many people, and the next year COVID came and killed even more. And this one island has been so depressed since then, and it's so time for God's people to be revived. And so we're going to go into that area. That's sometime in here in this year. But only thing holds us back from putting it together, we've got the pastors lined up, we have the coordinators lined up. All we need is finances. And so 41 years we're celebrating, 41 years this month. May is 41 years. I started 41 years ago. I have to say it to at least believe it, Doug. It's just amazing. I saw that you've been pastoring for 25 years. And from your picture, I would not guess we're even close to the same age. But honestly, and I've said, wow, he's done so much for such a young man. And I'm not just, blowing smoke. I really, thought that. But, one of the things is, you and I, but we have these big faces, right?
Mm.
We have this
chubby cheeks.
Chubby cheeks. Mm. And I have this saying that I really believe, fat don't crack. And so that's why we stay looking young at our age. But anyway, I don't know why I brought that up. I'm nervous because he's a celebrity. I mean, he's amazing. His manager is here. That's a real deal when you have a manager. Okay, I guess my manager's here too, but still, we're the real deals, right? All I'm going to say is 41 years we have made, Miss LaDonna Cooper made for us this 41st anniversary, Jesus is the answer, KevinShorey.com, there it is, Tumblr. As my mom would say, Tumblr. And so this Tumblr, people in Massachusetts don't have their R's. They've lost R's. I don't know why. And so it comes with a metal straw and a little cleaner, little brush and all that good stuff. But I want you to pick two gifts off our website, which is scrolling right there below you right now, and pick any two gifts. It could be the Friends of Israel ball cap, which we have made just for us, the Cross of Calvary and the Star of David. We're the only ones that have it. You can't find that design anywhere else but here. Pick that as one of your extra bonus gifts, but not just one, but two bonus gifts. Maybe you want this and the Kevin Shorey Show T-shirt. Come here and just model it for us, Ruthie. Just walk by the camera and just show. She's wearing her Kevin Shorey Show T-shirt. Anyway, get the Tumblr, $41, a one-time gift of $41. You can send it to P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee. There it is. Thank you, Ruthie. Okay, bye-bye. And so we have the T-shirt, ball cap, any of my CDs, the first person comic book, New Testament. This is Jesus sharing as the true superhero. I hate to burst your bubble, but Superman, Wonder Woman, or Spider-Man are not real, but Jesus is the one true superhero. We also have it for adults. It's made like Jesus is talking to you. So it's not only good to read, but it's good to share with somebody who doesn't know Jesus. So we have all those wonderful gifts. Pick any two of those gifts and the Tumblr for $41. If you haven't done it, do it now. Most everybody that's watching has done it so far. I really appreciate it.
Wait. Yeah? That's all scripture in first-person conversation? Is that what you're
saying? It is. It's like Jesus. Yeah, it's the Gospels put together, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, mm-hmm. in chronological order mm-hmm. with Jesus.
Speaking to us.
Yes.
Speaking to you personally.
Speaking. Give you an example.
Well,
Doug.
Let's go now. Okay. I like that. That's
I don't want
cool.
to take from your interview here, but I'm just here we go. This is that's the.
Are we in a hurry?
I don't know. We got a full hour, but it goes by fast.
Okay.
All right. It's
take your time.
Okay. The next day, news that I was coming to Jerusalem swept through the crowds of the Passover pilgrims as I came to Bethpage. I sent two disciples from the village telling them, anyway, so he's telling about his entrance into the, yes, and it's all totally scripture. Elmer Townsend, Lee Fredrickson, they're Liberty University founders.
That's cool. Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're good. And so you can get that, you can get any of those at any time, but you can pick two gifts for $41 with the Tumblr, and we'll send the two gifts to celebrate 41 years because we want to get to 42. Yay. And, here we go. CDX Records artist.
Let me stop you there. Please, let me stop you.
Stop me again.
CDX Records. Yes. I just left them, and now I'm forming my own label.
Oh, well, let's fix that.
2x2 Records.
I like that.
My middle name is Noah.
Yeah, is it really?
So Douglas Noah Mathis is my name, and so 2x2 Records. Yeah, we've gone a new direction on the label.
There you go.
Sorry, I didn't tell you ahead of time.
It's okay. 2x2 Record, recording artist, positive country music artist, singer, and songwriter. And we're going to find out more. I know he's had 8 number one positive country songs on the positive country charts. That's it. Pastor as well. He's pastor, worship leader. He's, for a young man, he has done it all. And he's going to do a song which he probably knows a lot about, Churches in the Country. And it's called Church in the Country. Are you ready, brother? You want to set it up? You need to say
anything about
it?
Let me set it up for a second.
Go ahead.
So my grandfather was a Cumberland Presbyterian pastor.
Nice.
Throughout Middle Tennessee, he pastored many churches. He was the guy they would send in to build the new building. And then everybody would fuss over the color of the carpet, and he would leave and let some other pastor take over because he'd already done his work. He'd been there, and he built them a new house. And then he would go to another place and pastor, and he was all over Middle Tennessee and Northern Alabama and Kentucky, and a great man of God. Yeah. And so he preached at these little country churches.
Nice.
And I remember as a little boy, my mother and my Aunt Hazel sitting at the keyboards playing the music in those little wooden churches, and that sound bouncing off those wooden pews.
Yes, sir.
And them singing Standing on the Promises.
Nice.
And then I pastored in a more Pentecostal type, non-denominational church.
All right.
And we had I was in Albemarle, North Carolina. Okay, for a good portion of my time in ministry.
Nice.
And that's where Kelly Pickler's from.
Oh, okay. I know it sounded familiar.
Yeah, so that little accent that she had, everybody said was fake. That was not fake. That's how they talk in Albemarle.
I bet they do. That's
and
real.
So anyway, I know something about country church, and that's why I wrote this song. This song is kind of a tribute to my heritage and a tribute to the people that I love so much in
North
Carolina.
Nice. Church in the Country, Doug Mathis.
Hey! Pastor Bill is sounding fired up today. He's preaching happy, shouting Jesus is the way. I love the feeling when the glory's coming down. It's like the angels came to hear that holy sound out in the country. That's my Aunt Hazel on that old upright piano. They're picking 2 guitars, a fiddle, and a banjo. I love to hear the church in 3-part harmony. Open the windows, you can feel that summer breeze out in the country. With our hands up in the air out in the country, people rejoicing everywhere out in the country, singing, standing on the promises again. That's how we do church in the country. My sister Susie sure can pray the power down. Get in the altar, grace and mercy all around. No better feeling than forgiveness of my sins. The pain is leaving and the healing's moving in out in the country. Now after church we'll have some dinner on the ground. When we start singing, people come from miles around. Don't need no cushions on the pews cause we like standing. We give and praise, we testify, yeah, we like dancing in the country. With our hands up in the air out in the country, people rejoicing everywhere out in the country, singing, standing on the promises again. That's how we do church in the country. Yeah. Woo!
picture, take your time. Ah, you got it feeling just right. Out in the country, with our hands up in the air, out in the country, people rejoicing everywhere, out in the country, singing, standing on the promises again. That's how we do church in the country. Got people praying everywhere, out in the country. Yep, there's revival in the air, out in the country, singing, standing on the promises again. That's how we in the country, yeah. Hey. It's how we do church in the country, yeah. Hey. In the country.
The crowd goes wild. Give him a hand. Here we go. He's just amazing. Amazing. Everybody wants the CD. It is DougMathisMusic.com. Come on over here, okay, Doug. Man. Join us over here on the set. Man, I'm so honored that you're here. They're dancing, they said. They're singing along. And they say, how can I get a signed CD? Well, can they get a signed one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Go, Doug, just maybe ask at the on the website. Or?
So, yeah, if you will, if right now, if you'll send in $20,
yes,
I'll send you two CDs
Laura.
That are signed.
Yes.
I do country and country gospel.
Yes.
Positive country.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you'll send me $20, I'll send you two CDs. I'll sign them both. And you'll have lots of good stuff to listen to for a good while.
Yeah, all right. So,
patriotic
Laura,
stuff,
you heard.
Country stuff, family friendly stuff for the most part.
All right. Yes. Did they have to ask about being signed or whatever, or to do
just,
it? Or?
Just when you send in the, you can send it in through the website. My Venmo is at Doug-Mathis-1. Pretty sure.
Oh,
and so, yeah, when you just send a note with that Venmo, just say, two signed CDs, please, and I'll send them right
okay.
on.
Okay.
Or they can mail me a check if they want, and that's all available on the website.
On the website, DougMathisMusic.com. Get it.
Email, whatever.
Nancy wants one, too. All right, so yeah. You guys go ahead and
Church in the Country is not coming out until this summer.
So we got a preview.
We got a preview. That's
I've only
sung
that song
live a couple times. So
I love that.
Glad I got to do it here for y'all.
I love every song so far. I am so glad you ran into my wife and sister-in-law, mm-hmm. I think, and they said, "Oh, we got this CD," and mm-hmm. you got it. And so I said, "Well, okay. I don't even have to listen. If Pam and Cindy say cool, then you're here." My wife's never led me astray.
Well,
nope. I've led her many times astray, but she has never.
We lost, honey? No, I know where I'm going.
No, I know where I'm going. Well, you don't have to rub it in, Doug, but, you know, the truth hurts, actually. Right. For sure. Laura says it's done. She's already gone to get your
nice.
CD. So.
Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for coming, for sure.
Yeah.
You started out in church, like you said, in the Presbyterian
That's right.
Church.
My mother was the minister of music.
Nice.
At Eastminster Presbyterian Church in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes, Knoxville.
So my mother went to...
Hold a little closer. They're
my mother
they
went to the
you.
University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Met my dad. They fell in love.
All right.
And then I popped out a few years later.
Yeah.
And my mother was obviously the daughter of the Cumberland Presbyterian pastor.
Uh-huh.
And so she was a full-ride scholarship at the University of Tennessee.
All right.
As a vocal major.
Vocal.
And great, still sings great. She's
yeah,
86
awesome.
Years old, and I'll sit down with her
God
with my
her.
Guitar, and we'll just have a ball singing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm glad she's still with us. She's doing great. And yeah.
So you had the music in you, man, for sure.
I did.
In your DNA. And so automatically you had to go to the Grand Ole Opry, right?
Well,
so, I mean,
yeah.
You went to Opryland?
I did. So I auditioned for the Opryland theme park.
Yeah.
Which is no longer.
No longer, I know. Boo-hoo.
But
they
anyway,
need to bring it back.
Oh, my goodness. It was wonderful.
I know.
And
or at least somewhere have it.
I got hired as an 18-year-old and I was singing. So my mother was a classical singer.
Mm-hmm.
So she raised me listening to classical music
okay.
and show tunes. I didn't listen to much country.
Really?
I didn't. Yeah. Unless I was dating a pretty girl that liked country.
You're right. And of
course.
And
then I listened to
it. Yeah, you had to.
Don Williams was one of my favorites because
yeah.
my little girlfriend really liked Don
oh,
Williams.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
He was pretty smooth, so.
Yeah.
And he made her feel all fuzzy, so that was good for me. But anyway.
So is this when you get hired to be the lead singer of the Cumberland Boys?
So 3 years at the Country Music USA show.
Yeah.
I did that for 3 years.
Okay.
And in that show, I did Kenny Rogers, Larry
yeah.
Gatlin.
Oh, I remember these shows.
All of
yeah.
those.
I remember Opryland.
It was so great. It was so great. And so anyway, after 3 years as a featured performer in the country show, the Cumberland Boys asked me to come and be their lead singer.
Nice.
So I sang lead for them for 4 years, and then I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit in
come
that
on.
Fourth year.
Yeah.
And that kind of changed everything for me. From yeah. then on, I was like headed to Bible college, going to train for ministry and do the will of God and live by faith.
Is that what you did? And then
that's what I did.
You got into the, where'd you go to school?
I went to Bible school, Rainbow Bible College, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I know where it is.
Yeah,
come
man.
On, Brother Hagin.
Yep.
No, Brother Hagin Jr. pretty well.
Okay.
But then you go to worship leading and pastoring. Where
yeah.
did you pastor again?
So my first gig was in Earl, Arkansas.
Okay, Earl.
Yeah. And
I think I know where that is. I think I've been through there.
It's it's a mosquito haven is what it is. So
I'm going to Dinard next week. It's
are you?
Near, do you know where that is?
I do not.
Okay. If I say between Clinton and Marshall,
I do
you know?
Know. Yes.
There you go. Okay.
All right. In particular, Clinton. Yeah.
Yes.
So my first responsibility as the youth pastor there.
Yes.
Okay. That's what my buddy, my pastor,
Arkansas,
said,
yeah.
I want you to be the youth pastor. I was like, okay. And they had a youth pastor that they loved before I got there.
Oh, no.
And he got dismissed.
That's hard. That's hard.
And then I had to come in and try to woo them and win them.
Yeah.
And the first thing I had to do was go to the jailhouse and visit the so-called leader of the youth group. He was the youth leader.
He was
know.
In jail.
He took a pistol to school, knucklehead.
Oh, okay.
And so
yeah.
So he yeah. So anyway, did 2 years in Earl. I was leading music, and they had a great family band there. So all I did there was kind of sing along with them and play some piano.
Nice.
And then my pastor at that time said the Lord was calling him back to North Carolina. So I went to North Carolina with him, helped him pioneer a new work.
Nice.
And then I pioneered a work about a year later.
Yeah.
In Jamestown, North Carolina.
Jamestown, North Carolina.
Which is between High Point and Winston-Salem.
Okay.
Over in that area.
Yes, nice.
A lot of furniture over there.
Yeah, a lot of
furniture. A lot of furniture. And then...
in this time of your pastoring and all, did you have any inclination that you were you writing songs? And
always,
you,
always.
Yeah.
But all of the music I was writing at that time was worship music.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Always writing.
I'd like to just have a worship set
music.
Sometime. Can
oh,
you
yeah,
come back and that, just do like your original worship
oh,
stuff?
Dude, we can do that.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding
that.
Me? Yeah.
So on that record is the only worship song on that record is Raise Up a Warrior. And it was number one up until last week. It was 6 weeks at number one, and then they put it into recurrent.
Praise
so,
God.
So that's a worship song that I wrote. And
you're gonna get that, Laura.
It's, yeah, I think you'll really like that song. It's a cool one.
Yeah. Oh, it's
so,
great.
So anyway, after Jamestown, a friend of mine in Albemarle asked me to come and help him. I did, and then I wound up pastoring that church because he moved back to Nashville, and I pastored that church for several years, and it was a church in the country, man.
Yeah.
It was a country church.
Nothing we had, like those.
We had great, great services, and God really worked in me through that time and taught me a lot about ministry and about loving people and about what it means to be born of God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, tell us, what does it mean to be born of God?
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
I So you set me up easy.
Yeah, man. So, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.
Mm.
What a thought.
What a thought.
See, God didn't want servants. God wanted a family.
Yeah.
He wanted partners.
Yeah.
Now, in the Jewish culture, when a father raises up his sons, he raises them up to be in his business. And when they have their bar mitzvah, they become business people in the community.
Mm.
Even at the age of 13 and, you know, at a young age, we raise our kids to be kids. They raise their kids to be workers, to be a part of the community.
Mm.
And so that's why they married so young, you know. Mm-hmm. I think their culture, frankly, had it figured out a lot better than we do.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, when you become a son of God, when you know that you're seated at the right hand of the Father Jesus.
Come on.
When he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me, so go and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And cast out devils.
Yeah.
And set people free and tell them that I'm alive.
Yeah.
And bring them into the family. Bring them into the kingdom.
Yes.
Let's all be partners together
in this
great venture called heavenbound.
Heavenbound, the kingdom. I mean, to be born of God does not mean you are exclusive to the, you know, you're excluding yourself from the world or separating yourself from this world. Jesus said, we're not of this world, but we are in this world.
Right.
This is where I'm trying to get to, too, with influence. The Lord has spoken to me that, you know, we have got to make more influence, and you are definitely doing that.
Amen.
Because not just with gospel, but this positive country attracts so many kinds of people that maybe wouldn't go to church,
right,
but will come to your concert. And you even got a TV show, is that right? Or you're working on doing a show for the Country Network?
Well, I have. I've done a worship show for.
Yeah.
For I did. I had one last year. At first of the year, I spent a few weeks in the hospital.
Yeah.
And so I had a little health issue that I needed to deal with.
Yes.
So I haven't gotten back to that quite yet. But who knows what the Lord's got.
Saw something about Positive Country Live. I didn't know if that was.
So Positive Country Live was a show that I did last year.
Oh, okay.
At the Capitol Theater in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Wow.
And we had Larry Gatlin and T. Graham Brown.
I've never heard of them.
And Colin Ray and John Barry.
Yeah.
And we did a Positive Country show.
Nice.
For that community so that they could be introduced to this music.
That's great.
Because, you know, people know what country music is. People know what gospel music is. But what is Positive Country?
Yeah.
And so that's what I wanted to do.
That's so good.
I wanted to bring some... Bring that out to the
community. You've become one of my heroes on this whole subject of influence, because it's really where I think we have to be.
My pastor told me, he said, Doug, pastoring, you can reach people, but doing what you're doing with your music, you can reach a lot of people.
You can
reach the world.
I agree.
So.
And you're helping. Tell us how many days was written and why, and all about autism.
Yeah, this song is so special. So a little boy, a family friend of ours has a little boy named Jack, and he's autistic. He was 7 years old when I wrote this song. And little Jack is all about numbers because of his autism.
Mm.
I didn't realize this, but they want facts. They want things to be concrete, you know. And so he loves numbers.
Yeah.
And he's always asking, how many days till Christmas? How many days till my birthday? How many days till church camp?
Wow.
How many days till this or that? And
one
evening when she was putting him to bed, the mother was putting him to bed, he throwing his stuffed animals, you know, off the bed and looks at mama and says, excuse me, mama, how many days till I go to heaven? Very matter of fact, like, you know, and she... So instead of tucking him in that night, she climbed in with him and began to try to explain to a 7-year-old autistic boy, honey, there's some things we can know, and there's some things we have to have faith for. Some things we just have to believe.
Wow.
So when she posted that story on Facebook, and they're friends of ours, and I was like, oh my goodness, how many days till I go? I got to write a song.
There's a song, yeah.
I have to write a song right now.
There is a song.
So I did.
And he's going to do it right here, yeah, right now. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready, brother.
I love your spirit. I love it. I hope you're a regular. You do live here in Nashville area, yeah, right? So you can be a regular. Okay. I'll treat you to fishing.
You've got fishing over yonder.
We'll go fishing and eat them.
Okay.
Well. I mean, you know, not just catching them.
I love that.
We'll eat some. He's going over there, Doug Mathis, and it's DougMathisMusic.com. This is his latest CD, and there's other CDs that are available, and his music and everything Doug Mathis is found at DougMathisMusic.com. Please help him to be an influence of positive, this thing about positive country. It's just such a great, 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 great idea. And we love country. We love gospel. Mm-hmm. But, man, positive country, kind of, I think it bridges the gap. It kind of
really is
the bridge. And he's doing it, I know, not only to entertain, but to bless people with his music and make them think about the Lord just a little bit, right?
One more minute to set this up. This song will be available May 29th on my website.
Okay.
For a $2 download. Okay. Every dollar that comes in, minus whatever the fees are for the processing, will be going to the Kennedy Center at Vanderbilt to help them with autism. We did a show in a couple weeks back called An Acoustic Evening for Autism.
Wow.
And so were able to raise about $7,000 for the Kennedy Center at that show. And so we're going to be going to the Kennedy Center to celebrate that May 29th. And that is the day the song will become available on my website.
Man, do that just to help. Now we're talking about more than just helping him and his calling, but helping those that are autistic. And there's so many on the spectrum. We watched some program about the different spectrum of autism. But, man, we can come up with an answer for that. And put the dollars behind it. So thankful for that. And this song is part of raising money for autism. It's called How Many Days? Here it is, Doug Mathis.
Mama, when's my birthday? How many days is that? I bet you I'll be bigger then. And he pulled on his cap and walked out the door and hopped on his tractor and headed down the drive. Daddy wins the harvest. How many days is that? Do you think this year I can drive the combine? Sitting on your lap, 'cause I'm getting bigger and stronger and smarter every single day. Little boys grow up so fast and they ask so many questions. Later that night when they tucked him in, he really got their attention. How many days till I go to I get there, will I see Jesus' face? Do they have a pond where Papa can take me fishing? And will we go to church and sing Amazing Grace? Is there a place where you'll be waiting for me? Is it really true that there'll be no more tears? Do we all get wings, or is that just for angels? And there's a big old choir I can't wait to hear. So how many days till I go to heaven? I remember when Papa died, he said it was his time. Lately I've been missing him so much, so I've been wondering about mine. How many days till I go to heaven? When I get there, will I see Jesus' face? Do they have a pond where Paul can take the fishing? And will we go to church and sing Amazing Grace? Is there a place where you'll be waiting for me? And is it really true that there'll be no more tears? Do we all get wings, or is that just for angels? That there's a big old choir that I can't wait to hear. So how many days until I go to heaven? How many days until I go to heaven?
Wow. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
I'm trying to keep my composure here.
Attaboy, Papa.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You got tears all over the place here. Man, I got so moved, I forgot what I was supposed to do next. It's really good. Let's do this.
It's time now for your daily devotion with Kevin Shorey. Now, here's Kevin.
To Psalm 128 and just share this quick word with you, this Devo for today. And in our Devo, you see it, the scripture right there below you. It's Psalm 128. There's only six verses. Let me read it. It's a song that was sung as they were going up to worship the Lord, going up to worship God. And it's, so it's called the Song of Ascents. And it was an opening worship song. But I believe it could easily be called the Psalm for Life. Listen to this. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his way. When you eat, you can see it right below me. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. You work, you get provided for. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children will like olive plants all around you, will be all around you, like your olive plants at the table. Behold, this shall the man be blessed who will fear the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. This to me is a psalm for life. It's just like it holds the secret to a blessed life. And it's really not so much a secret. It's right there. God tells us. It covers work, family, your home life. God never wanted any of that to be boring or a burden for us, like work, but we can make it that way when it's not everything is done as to the Lord. It's the one that worships the Lord. It's the one that lives for the Lord. And even work can turn into paradise. If you could call this Devo anything, it's how to turn your work and your life into paradise. For instance, even work itself, we think is part of the curse, but Adam had a job before the fall. So work is not a curse. The labor part of it is. God put in all of us an ability and a desire to build and create. Without doing this as unto the Lord, it's just working or trading your time for money. And work itself has no meaning. Your job, your family, all these situations can be tough and it can be grueling at times. But when you do everything as unto the Lord and you work for the master, not the boss, work for the master, not the money, things get easier and rewarding. Matter of fact, as God's people, to be an influence today, we have got to be a people that see the wonderful things about work and family and all the things that God has blessed us with and be that example. We won't be an influence unless we're an example. At work, get there early, stay late, work hard, build relationships, become a witness by this way, by loving people and wherever you are and when whatever you do. I think this keeps us from this curse of labor that was given when Adam fell. And we can recreate paradise around us, but like it was before Adam sinned. If you're a Christian, walk and your example is consistent. as it consistent, you will gain respect and eventually be honored and rewarded by all who are around you. Your work will be blessed. Your family will be blessed. Your home will be blessed. And everyday life turns from a curse into paradise when all is done, according to Psalm 128, as worship unto the Lord. So help us, Lord. Help us to honor you in everything we say and do. In this world where there are half-truths and fake news and gray areas, and we have got to be a people that have standards and the truth sets people free. So help us, God, to be that truth to this world, to be the show true life, abundant life to this world, to show the way to this world by being the example you've called us to be. Help us. And anybody within the sound of my voice that doesn't know how great our God is, may you know him today and know, because a thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Life itself is just, it by itself has no meaning except for accepting Jesus. And he gives you life and that more abundant. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you're the Son of God, died for me and rose again. Come in and live in me. Wash me. Make me clean and whole and righteous before you. Fill me with your spirit today and wash me with your blood, and I will serve you. Pray something similar to that, and let us know if you did pray that. We'd like to help you in any way we can. We have Bibles. We have connections to churches around the country. We have any way that we can help you to grow and mature. And if you fall in a way that you will get back and stay on it, or you feel like you're back and forth, you know, Oswald Chambers said it's not that there's so many people backsliding, as there's not a lot of people sliding forward. So let's go forward in the things of God and turn everything from a curse into paradise. God is great, God is and great. Greatly to be praised.
Amen. This has been your daily devotion with Kevin Shorey. We hope you were blessed by it. For more inspirational messages, be sure and watch Soapbox Sermons and Partner Prayer every Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Now, back to Kevin.
And now to top it all off. I really was blessed by that last song. I really was. And I saw even my wife. She stepped in. She was moved. And all of us were. But I know I'm about to really bust out in tears. This is one of my favorite hymns. Obviously yours, you recorded it. It is on this, so if you love it, you make sure you get it. DougMathisMusic.com, and I'll say a quick goodbye, but not much more than that for today. I want to go out with this message, How Great Thou Art. Doug Mathis, once again.
I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. that God his son not sparing sent him to die. I scarce can take it in. How on that cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Say, how great is our God, how great he is, and what he does for all of us, in spite of ourselves. He is there for us. What a great and mighty God. We just started to have church. I wish we could go another hour, but our hour is up, and then some. Just want to make sure you tune in tomorrow. From the TV show Bless Your Heart, Jen Jackson and Morelia will be here with us, and so it'll be a great show again tomorrow. Thank you, Doug, so much. DougMathisMusic.com. That song and that arrangement, beautiful, is on this CD. Make sure you go there, DougMathisMusic.com. And we will see you again tomorrow. Until then, let everybody know Jesus is the answer.
He's alive.
For this world today. We'll see you. See you tomorrow.
This brings to a close another edition of AM Kevin. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like to contact us, you can write us at Kevin Shorey Ministries, P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Our email address is kshoreymin@aol.com, and you can visit our website, kevinshorey.com. Be sure and follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. When you do, Be sure and hit the like button and the notification bell so you'll know when we go live. Join us again next time when we present another edition of AM Kevin. And remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. AM Kevin is part of the outreach ministry of Kevin Shorey Ministries, Inc., all rights reserved.